fights with monsters should look to it that himself does not become a monster. When you gaze long into the abyss also gazes into you. Welcome to Baldur's Gate.
Theater rolls once again. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this die that I used last time because it's doing, doing well this time.
Good for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we need to talk about what happened last time. It's... What were you guys thinking? I mean, it's...
What do you mean?
Are you guys going to keep calling yourself the good guys?
It is possible our negotiation skills need a little bit of development. But anyway, you know, what happened, happened. I mean...
Can't just ask us to come to the mayor's office like that without any explanation.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, yes. You don't tell us what to do.
Hey, we're the heroes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Treat us like
not adventurers with egos like ours.
Yeah. You have to treat our egos with respect. Exactly. Our heroes, I mean.
Oh, egos.
Yeah, you just keep telling yourself that. Okay, well, let's just start the adventure, shall we?
Yay!
Ruadan, Imwen, Minsk. Jahira and Khalid are standing by a rope bridge, traversing a deep, deep chasm. And on the other side of that chasm lies the Knoll stronghold, where the Knolls are keeping Dinahir prisoner. And last episode, we finished with Matthias striking a heroic pose. I think you said.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he strikes a pose by the bridge. There lies our destiny, heroes. We will free my Dinahir, and we will do it with great valor. Am I right?
Yes.
That's a terrific response. Am I right or not?
Of course you are.
Yes.
We're behind you all the way.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, if we don't do anything stupid.
Boo. Yeah, there's nothing stupid about, you know, shouting shouting from the top of your lungs outside a stronghold.
I'm shouting. I'm like mock shouting, okay?
Theater shouting.
Yeah.
They're probably all sleeping anyway.
Yeah. I was counting on that.
There's
thank
nothing
you
wrong
much.
Shouting yes outside a stronghold.
Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, 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 fight. No. But, yeah, you are standing there and you traverse the rope bridge. And as you are standing on the other side, you... or maybe we should have a perception roll first before I describe exactly what you see.
Not me.
Ruadan's pretty hot on perception. So yes. How about Ruadan?
Sure.
That sounds good.
Can help. Squints and peers.
Make the roll, please, Dominic. With advantage, since Jacob said that Khalid helps.
Okay. Well... I'm being a little reckless with my
what did
die.
You do?
Crazy.
Okay. So that's 18. My highest one was 12, a bit disappointing, but with the perception plus 6.
Okay, 18. So what you see is a stronghold built in stone with high walls. The stronghold seems ancient, very old. And there are battlements, and on top of the battlements, there's at least one knoll you see up there patrolling with a bow and arrow. You see to your left a pathway of some kind leading up towards a gate in the stronghold further up. And you see two guards there, standing guard, like guarding the pathway.
Minsk, would he have been snooping around before?
Yeah, from afar in that case. Uh-huh. Don't think you dared to go too close. Okay.
So why don't we just charge blindly on and let justice be our guide? What do you say? No?
It's a stronghold after all. Maybe we should have some kind of plan.
That is a plan.
What do you think, my dear?
I think charging blindly is from our last attack is maybe not. Let's huddle and make some kind of a plan. So what do we know about these gnolls, Minsk?
What do we know, GM?
Tell us.
Well, you may...
Would Rudan have read anything about this place?
Perhaps.
In all the learned books back at Candlekeep?
I don't think that Noel Strongholds was your area of study, precisely, but you may make a history roll if you want to.
History? That sounds good. I'm, like, up there on history.
I could roll for history.
With all those endless books he read in Candlekeep, gonna be of use sometime, right?
Yeah.
He is a book nerd.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. And he's got a serious history modifier.
I think that Khalid would help him out as well, because he's quite keen on history as well.
Then you may each roll once, or one of you can roll with advantage.
Well, should we roll one each?
Yeah.
Sounds more fun. Well, as it turns out, despite the endless studying that he did, he knows absolutely nothing about them, Ruadan, because he just rolled a natural one.
Oh. Again?
Did you?
Oh.
All right, Khalid. Natural one.
19 plus 4, so that's 23.
Okay, That's better. Well, I suspect that, Ruadan, you are most certain that these gnolls, they aren't dangerous at all. They are super meek creatures. You have nothing to fear. You may go on and just try and strike a deal with these gnolls. They are, as I said, meek and quite easily intimidated. You read a story about a very friendly gnoll once.
Ruadan, it doesn't sound right.
If we just raise our voices, I think they will give in.
No, Ruadan, I think you've taken the stupid pill. That's not right.
But I'm sure I remember reading that they have no willpower and they're friendly as well. They'll just cave in. Is that not what you, Khalid? Do you not agree?
What do Khalid know then?
Well, you do not agree with Ruadan at all. Actually, you are quite convinced that no, they are very ferocious creatures. They are humanoid sized. A bit taller than humans, I'd say. They have... Their heads are like hyena heads. And they both live and fight in packs. They use weapons. I mean, you saw one up there on the battlement with a bow and arrow. And you also know that... They use weapons. They also have this nasty thing that when they bring an enemy down, they can... like get an extra attack just right after.
Well, yes. So that's what I've heard actually, and so beware that even if they fall, they can just suddenly stand up and swing the blade once again.
No. When they bring an enemy down, they get a new attack.
Yeah.
So it's the other way around. Or not the other way around, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes. I like Colleen's version better. Yeah.
Bastards!
That was actually what I meant.
Yes, you get confused sometimes with your notes in your books.
So they are both fierce and meek, It is very confusing, but they will fall for my blade just the same.
Well, maybe they will.
And Bull's claws.
So what is our plan, huh? We have no time to lose. Who goes first, and what is plan? Come on.
We surely cannot just attack them. I can see up there that there is a walkway to the left. It leads up to a sort of gate. Perhaps we could try and sneak up there. But I see that they are patrolling. I don't know how we could possibly approach without them knowing we're coming. But perhaps the best thing is if we do not make it clear that we are mounting an assault, that if we try and trick our way inside...
A surprise attack.
I think we should sneak.
Well, yes, perhaps we could try and talk our way in and then launch an attack at an appropriate moment once we are inside. If what you say, Khalid, is true about these creatures, then I worry about our chances of simply attacking full stop.
Well, Gnolls, they are going to see us as the enemy, whatever we do. So...
Well, all the more reason to sneak, huh?
Yes, that's okay. Sneak, all right.
Yes, so Khalid, you think there is no point trying to persuade them or trick them?
No, that wouldn't be. They don't work as I know them.
See.
They don't work in that way. They don't. They would just be more of animals or not as civilized as human, I guess.
I understand. But and you've already said that they can see very well in the dark. There's no point waiting till nightfall to see if we can surprise them. So
no, we should just check for traps and head on.
Or well. I can challenge them one by one on that bridge over there.
Minsk, I think Come we on. Know Minsk. Where that is going to end up. Please stay back and listen to the plan.
All right. What time of day is it?
It's almost noon.
Okay. Are they night? Are they creatures of the night, or do you know that, Khalid?
Yes, they both. Yes, they definitely are. Yes, they are. They see well in the dark, and they are also more awake, I would say, during the dark hours. So I think this would be a good hour to proceed.
Strike. Yes.
Actually.
And what was their resistance to spells, remind me?
No special resistances or extra sensitivities or, you know.
So as Rodan peers once more up towards his stronghold, can he see any opportunity for sneaking up unseen?
You know what? Minsk will start to move.
Wait,
he can't
Minsk.
Bear it any longer. Come on, I cannot wait any longer.
Very well, Minsk. It is better than us standing here in indecision. But we must be careful and try if we possibly can.
Silent as a mouse, not a hamster. Sorry, Boo.
Wait. Just, I want to use my wisdom to make an insight check. From knowing what I know about the creatures, what would be the best way of going forward here?
Okay then. All right, I'll allow it. Make an insight roll.
Eight.
Oh,
okay, Minsk.
Okay. I am already sneaking.
Okay, so you're approaching the stronghold with some kind of stealth.
Yes.
Yes.
Sneakingly.
Then I need some stealth rolls.
Stealth.
Okay.
Finally something I should be good at. Come on.
Natural one. So I don't like my die anymore.
Natural one.
10.
19? Oh, is that good enough?
17 plus 3.
19 plus 4.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I've got a big D for disadvantage next to stealth. So I rolled twice and I got 4 as my lowest roll.
Okay. Yeah, those disadvantages, they're rough. You know, these armors, they keep you protected, but it's not nice to sneak with them. As you get closer to these two gnolls standing guard there by this wooden gate leading up towards the pathway, they're yapping with each other like...
I will shut
But as you come closer and you hide behind a bush, all of you, and then from behind you hear Jahira. She trips and she falls down and she makes this huge racket. And the gnolls, they instantly grip their weapons. They look at you and it's time to roll for initiative.
Blasted, someone made me fall.
Oh, crikey.
Roll for initiative.
17. For Ruadan.
19.
12.
10 for Imoen.
18.
19, 18, and 17. Not bad. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby indeed. So, okay. And the gnolls rolled a 14. So they go after Dominic and ahead of Minsk. Okay, that means that Jacob, you're first. What does Khalid do in this kind of situation?
Yes, Khalid runs to the side trying to get to higher ground, and he loses an arrow at the first one of the gnolls.
Make the roll.
Uh, 18.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
And that's a longbow, right? What's the damage?
8 plus 3, so 11.
11 points of damage. Not too shabby indeed. So Khalid loses an arrow and it hits the gnoll straight in the tummy. And he
dies. Cute little tummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Sorry.
Gnoll tummy.
Stomach.
Belly. Abdomen.
Belly. Abdomen.
Torso.
Torso.
You can be a torso.
All right, so next up is Jahira.
I thought we weren't going to go for a direct attack, but well done. Well done, Khalid.
Well, someone fell down.
It wasn't my fault. I was tricked. Okay, so is it any idea now to maybe go for Charm Person? I'm just looking at my spell.
You just want to charm everybody.
I think it's worked before, you know?
Okay, you want to go with the Charm Person spell on which gnoll?
The one that's uninjured.
Uninjured?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a Wisdom saving throw against that, right?
It's a Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw, okay. No, that is a shit roll. He does not succeed with that, no matter your spell DC.
Okay, excellent. Great, great. So Jahira smiles wryly at the guard.
Yeah, the guard smiles right back at you with admiration in his eyes and trying to put on a friendly smile, this gnoll guard.
Good to meet you. We're happy to be here.
Go sniffing your ass.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, hey there.
Dominic?
I will... So Ruadan, he raises the hand and he casts the command spell at the injured gnoll.
The injured one, okay. Which command do you give it?
Grovel.
Grovel, okay. Not a lot of wisdom for these gnolls, and that's actually quite a shitty roll as well. So let's see now, that's a 13. Don't suppose that beats your... spell DC, Dominic.
No, that's 14. So just missed.
Just missed. Okay. That means that we have a gnoll that is groveling away from you.
Oh, perfect.
So we have two gnolls here that one is groveling and the other one is smiling at Jahira with an infatuated smile.
Jahira smiles back.
Oh, she got a fanboy.
She just smiles at her like...
Yeah, but are we still technically in combat?
Well, we are still in initiative, but it depends totally on what you want to do with the groveling gnoll, basically.
Yeah, I mean, groveling gnoll. I mean, he interprets that as an aggressive act, so he will disentangle himself from the spellcaster and charge with his blade.
Make the roll.
Swinging down.
Yeah. And you get advantage because he's groveling.
Right. Show me that. Oh, yeah, that's 22.
That hits. Tell me how you finish this this gnoll.
Yeah, I mean, when you grovel, you tend to, like, stoop or bend down, right?
He sure does.
Yeah, so he just cuts from The blade comes falling down upon the torso of the gnoll, biting deep, just slamming it into the ground, blood spurting everywhere.
Oof. Oof. Okay, so that one down, one to go, or if you want to go with him. But next up in initiative order is actually Annalie, and you do not know that. I'm not sure that you know that you hear us charmed. It's Noel, so what do you want to do?
Yes, some short bow action is what I plan.
Okay, make the roll.
She lifts up her short bow and she
and
aims.
Do you hear us? Stop, stop, stop. We have a charmed gnoll here. Come on.
He's charmed?
Yes, he's charmed. Oh. He's our friend now. Let's just take advantage of that.
Are you sure? Because I don't want the last thing that happened to repeat itself.
No, trust me. I've done this charm a million times. It's very strong.
Okay. And she puts the bow down again.
Okay. So now we're out of initiative and out of combat. You have a sharp gnoll, and what do you want to do? Do you want to try and finish that one, or do you want to keep him? I mean, you could keep him. From what I see here on the spell, you could actually use him in combat against his...
I was thinking he would be a good asset, you know.
Yeah.
If he's on our side.
That's cool. Exactly. We can send him into the battle.
Way exactly. To go, Jahira.
Yeah.
The only thing that will break the spell, basically, is if you do harm to him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. This can open some doors for us as well.
Yeah, completely.
Dude, back rub.
Let's give him a name.
A name?
It's our
you're
pet.
You're going to name him?
Rufus.
Rufus the gnoll.
Rufus, good.
Okay. Yeah.
And presumably, if it's our friend, then the others will, that's going to affect how they see us, right?
Khalid's not too sure about that.
We're mates with this thing.
I think we should, well... What is wrong with that gnoll? Should I just kill it now?
No.
Did you not hear what I said?
Yes, I did hear what you say, but I don't understand what you say.
Oh, just
what do you
kill
mean?
Let me repeat myself once again, oh wise one. I have charmed the gnoll, okay? It is to our advantage. We can take him with us. We can use him in battle. He will be on our side and he will take all the hits from his fellow gnolls, okay? Got it?
If you say so.
Minsk.
Suspiciously at the gnoll.
It will help us. It will help us to get
Rufus
Dida
just
here.
Smiling. Mm,
showing his teeth, maybe.
Oh, those
Boo
are not
doesn't like him either.
Oh.
He's like...
Boo don't like the look of that one. I can tell you that much.
Minsk, stay down, for goodness sake.
Stay down? Yes. I am not your dog.
Oh. Minsk, what you
Hera,
want...
Don't provoke
what?
Him.
What you want is to free Dina here. This creature will help us to do that. It will help us to do that. And if that's what it does, then it's your friend for now, Minsk. Even if the others are not, I say let us go with this creature and let it go in front of us, so that it appears, if we meet any of its kind, that we are its friends, and then perhaps. We will be able to go inside the walls of this stronghold. And if we can do that, then we will be in a much stronger position.
Oh, you are a smart one, I can tell, yes.
That's just what I said, Minsk. Finally, some sense. Thank you, Rodan.
I like that plan.
I think when you talk to Minsk, you have to speak the way that Minsk's, that he gets it. I think that's the way Jay
writes. I'm right here. I know,
but I'm just trying to explain to her that you have to speak in the Minsk way when you speak to you. Isn't that true?
I think now is the time to carry on, to carry out this plan. Let us not stand here talking any longer.
No.
Let's go save her.
Okay, so you're going up this pathway from the place where the two gnolls were standing guard, and there's a pathway with... sheer sides on either side. It's like the pathway has been cut out from the hill. And do you move with stealth or with speed?
Sneaking is good.
Yes.
Wasn't the plan to like push the gnoll in
first?
Front of us?
Yeah, sure, you can do that. So you're stealthing along this pathway with Rufus in front of you. And I need to know in which order do you go behind it? Because the pathway isn't very broad. So who goes behind Rufus?
Maybe the controlling person?
Yes, that sounds a good idea.
Jahira and then Khalid.
Okay, Jahira and then Khalid.
And then Minsk. Minsk insists on being, you know, within sword length from that knoll.
And then Imoen.
Well, that'll be Ruudan taking up the rear.
Just one spot left for you. Okay, which weapons are you holding in your hands?
I think we're still in the open, right? I use my bow.
Okay, bow for Khalid. And I suppose a great sword for Minsk.
Yes.
Imoen?
Two daggers.
Two daggers for Imoen. Jahira?
I suppose daggers, because the javelin and mace are not...
Two daggers for Jahira. Ruudan?
I'm thinking that actually I could have dagger and short sword, because I've not used my ability to have a two-weapon attack so far. So dagger and short sword it is.
Dagger and short sword for Ruudan. Do you stay close, or do you spread out a bit?
I would have thought we're pretty close together, no?
Wasn't the plan to, like, for the gnoll to lure the others out, or to...
Or at least to persuade the others that we were sort of friendly, even though we're armed to the teeth and our hands are full of weapons.
But yeah, we're not going to look that friendly when we go with our weapons drawn.
Well, in that case, we surely want to try and sneak in, right? If that's not going to work...
They will see us as enemies, like I said, Ruudan. I don't know what you have read, but
well, very well. If
let's spread out. Let's keep some distance, at least, so they don't just kill us instantly. All of us.
Yeah, we don't want instant.
But we should try and sneak.
They got one on their own first.
Was there a gate up top? Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. There's an iron barred gate at the top, leading like through an archway through the wall into the keep.
Presumably, we have to get through that gate somehow, right?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm asking the GM now. That's what we saw.
Yeah, that's what you saw. And as you come closer, you see that the gate is closed. The iron bars are barring your way.
Yeah, okay. So maybe that our gnoll friend can go in front and open the gate, and then we can rush in and kill everything. How about that?
Yes, yeah, sending it in to open the gate. Mince, that sounds like a very good idea. And we can use as much stealth as we can to get as far as we can unnoticed, and then rush in through the open gate.
Yes. Simple, but effective.
Mm-hmm. Jahira, can you persuade this animal to go and do that for us?
To go first, yes, of course. Will not be a problem.
And to open the gate?
To open the gate, yes. I can ask him to open the gate. Rufus?
I mean, you can't control him. You can't give him orders. You can ask him to do something. You may make a persuasion roll to persuade him to do something.
Okay, so Jahira really gestures with all her might, fingers, hands, and legs. And that is persuasion. That is 14.
14. Okay, that is a success, but it's a narrow success. So maybe it takes a while. You need to use a lot of gestures. He's having trouble understanding you, but after a while he nods and walks up to the gate.
And Jahira is really, really impatiently trying to do a charade in front of him, but she's opening doors and mimicking keys and getting more and more frustrated. Come on. Yeah. I know you're stupid, but this is just takes the price.
Imoen is standing there laughing, like, why are you playing with him?
Stop laughing.
You look so funny. He doesn't get what you're saying.
Doesn't help.
Well, dear... You did it very good. Look, he understood perfectly what you were saying.
Ugh, huh? I hate charades.
Okay, I need you guys to make some stealth rolls. You're sending Rufus ahead, but you guys are stealthing.
Okay.
Again, okay, yeah.
Stealth?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yes, I have a natural 20 plus the 4. It's 24.
7?
12.
I've got exactly 8 on my... I have disadvantage, so I have to take the lowest score.
Okay, so Jahira is stealthing ahead first, and so your result is the most important one, and you rolled a natural 20. So you're trying to keep the other ones a bit quiet, because they're not as, quiet as you are.
How can the same person be so smooth and so clumsy at the same time?
Shut up.
Okay, so the only one not with a melee weapon in hand is Khalid, right? You have a...
The longbow.
The longbow, exactly. Yeah, so I'd like you to make a perception roll for me, please.
Natural one.
No.
Natural one? Okay. Right, let's have some fun. Okay, so Rufus goes up to the gate and starts talking to a gnoll that is standing inside the gate. And you see Jacob, Khalid sees that up on the parapet, up on the wall, there's a guard patrolling with bow and arrow. And you're absolutely dead certain that Rufus is telling the gnolls all about you guys, because he's pointing back at you and he's looking up and he's gesturing for them to make them see you. What do you want to do?
I lose an arrow at him.
You lose an arrow? I'll make the roll.
Oh no.
What happened?
Oh no. But Rufus was telling them, I'm sure.
Yes, he was telling them. He was telling them everything. He's...
I knew it.
Did you roll, Jacob?
20, 15 plus 5.
That's a hit. 20 is a hit. What's the damage on the longbow gun?
11.
11 points of damage to the gnoll up on the walls. Okay. All right. Going into combat a bit quicker than you perhaps anticipated, I need some initiative rolls for you guys, because as Khalid loses this arrow, everyone goes for their blades. Or arrows.
13.
17.
10.
Ooh, 19 for the gnolls.
9.
Imwen?
22.
Ooh.
I said,
wow.
Did you hear? I said 22.
Alright, so we have Imwen, the gnolls, Khalid, Minsk, Jahira, and then last but not least, Ruadan in initiative order. So, first up is Annalie. What does Imwen do as this happens?
Well, who is the... Is there like a leader? Or is anyone in charge?
You have no idea. The Iron Gate is being drawn up, but what's inside, you have no idea.
Okay, so I don't know what to expect.
You haven't a clue.
Well, they want to get in the, they want to run in before it closes. So charges to get the time to get in under the bridge before it closes.
Okay, so you rush blindly in, as Minsk would have said. And you see that there's an open courtyard and the walls are curving inwards. Like behind you, you run through the gate and you see the walls of the keep curving inwards. It seems to be like a circular keep with buildings in the middle. And there's an open courtyard in front of you with buildings in the far end, in the north end if you're coming in from the south. And then to your right, you see a gnoll pulling a lever who is trying to... Yeah, he's opening the gate that you just ran through. Basically, what do you want to do?
Yeah, she since she's the first one in, she actually hides, but she still can see them. So she finds a really good hiding spot, I hope.
You want to hide? Okay, roll for stealth.
Wait a second. Can I change my mind? Instead of hiding, then a sneak attack.
Ooh, a sneak attack! You haven't done many of those.
No, I haven't, and I'm like. I think I did in the beginning, but I'm not sure.
All right. So, make a stealth roll. If you rolled previously, you may keep that roll. And
it was 24, so...
Okay, you'd want to keep that for sure.
Yeah.
So you're stealthing ahead and then make an attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thieves. You have it so easy.
17.
That hits. What's the damage?
8.
Plus 6 for the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 14 points of damage for that gnoll. Not a bad hit, but it's time for the gnolls now, and they want to retaliate. And the first gnoll that you hit sounds the alarm.
No.
So we have some gnolls attacking now.
Okay, stupid gnolls.
Okay, so these stupid gnolls, they are stupid, but they will do want to retaliate against you, against the aggressors who have come to attack them in their own keep. First up, we have the archer that Jacob shot at, that Khalid shot at, and that is a miss, no matter what your AC. And then, you hadn't seen this before, but there's actually another archer up on the wall to the east, was keeping guard, but now as you have charged inside of the courtyard, he takes a shot at you, Imwen, who is the only one visible from his perspective. Ooh, that is a 21 to hit. Pretty sure that hits your AC. And then we have the other gnoll, the one that you attacked, who draws a spear and just takes a stab at you, and that is another 21 and another 8 points of damage
another
for you, Imwen.
Another 8? Oh dear! Okay, well.
Where are you at?
I can tell you. I'm down to 5.
5 hit points left. That's not
still,
good.
No, I wouldn't call it good.
Great tanking there. Great tanking.
Yeah, that's the tactic you need to go with. Send in the rogue first to do some tank work, and then you'll win any battle. All right. Next up, Khalid.
I say to Jahira, I think Rufus is a betrayer. He's a betrayer, Jahira. Are you sure he's still under your spell?
Of course he's still under my spell. He's just a bit stupid, you know. Well, now...
Oh, you sure? I thought he was talking to the... But I'm losing an arrow, not at him, but at those others.
Well...
They are shooting at us.
Well,
look at them.
Now the arrow is shot. We have to go into combat. That's the only way. Now we've blown the cover. Okay.
Okay, Khalid. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to shoot at the gnoll up on the wall that you shot at last?
Yeah.
Okay. Make another attack roll, please.
17.
17, that hits and brings it down. How do you finish this beast, this fiend?
The arrow flies straight at his eye.
Ooh.
And he get it in his eye and pierces out through the skull on the other, and the back end. And he falls backwards.
Okay, falling down in onto the courtyard, landing with a big thump. Do you want to do something with your movement?
Yes, I'm going for the gate.
Going for the gate. You run under the iron gate and into the courtyard. You see to your right, you see Imowen there crouching with a spear in her, through her shoulder, and an arrow at her inner thigh. She seems to be bleeding quite heavily. She's in a bad place. And as you look about you, that's where we end this episode.
No.
Okay.
Mid-battle.
I was just on the cusp of war.
I was ready to use my
next
time.
So pumped up. Adrenaline just flowing through my system.
Flowing, many fluids flowing through your body and all kinds of bodily fluids. No, but let's see if we can get our adrenaline pumping as high as we have it now next time on Sweena Rolls Once Again. You listen to Sweden Roll, starring Dominic Kelly, Annalie Heed, Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Ingela Lund, and Mattias Redbo. Baldur's Gate was originally a computer game made by BioWare and Black Isle, and is now available with an enhanced edition from Beamdog. This production is made with support from Wizards of the Coast, who publish Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, and D&D Beyond, which is a great tool that we use for our characters. Thank you both so much. Follow Sweden Rolls on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and Discord. There are giveaways, news, and illustrations to be found there, and we really like to interact with our listeners and hear what you think of our campaigns and one-shots. And if you like the show, please drop us a review in whichever way you can, whether it's on a Facebook page, a rating on iTunes, or wherever you can leave a review or rating. We appreciate it so very much, and it helps new listeners to find our show. And if you really, really like us, check us out at patreon.com/swedenrolls. There you'll find bonus episodes, prequels, bloopers, music, unedited interviews, and a bunch of other awards for our dear, dear patrons. And we will from now on always give big news to our patrons first, so be sure to check that out. The music for Baldur's Gate was composed by Michael Honig and is used with kind permission from Beandog. And all original music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.